I want to just thank Rabbi Yitzchak for filling in yesterday in my absence. So we're back to the incredibly dramatic moment when they would start arriving in Yerushalayim with the Bikurim. So here we go. You guys, the Nefesh B'Nefesh trips are coming up over the summer. And I have to tell you, despite the fact that they do a really nice job when they welcome the Nefesh B'Nefesh people, they got the soldiers there, they've got the flags, they've got nothing on the Bikurim welcoming party. So here we go. Here's what it looked like when they were marching up to Yerushalayim. Again, from the Ir HaMamad. So, Akrovim Mevi'in Te'enim Ve'anavim Ve'arachokim Mevi'in Grogros V'Tzimukim. So, people who were coming from relatively close to Yerushalayim, they could bring the actual figs and the grapes. And if you were further away, you would bring the dried figs and you would bring the raisins. Why do you think if you were coming from further away, you'd bring the raisins instead of the grapes? Right, because they wouldn't go bad. There you go. Effie is just back from Vacation Village, but you're staying sharp over there. That's what we like to see. V'hashor holech lifneim, the ox would go in front of them. So there's a little bit of a dispute in the Yerushalmi. What's this ox for? According to one view, it's going to be just an olas ketzem mizbeach, like they can offer it as a korban olam, and they don't have any other korbanos. The other is that this is the korban shlamim that we talked about, that the Bikurim, unlike Truma and Meiser, actually brings with it a korban shlamim, so that it would literally, the korban shlamim would be traveling in the Bikurim party. You don't, again, nefesh b'nefesh, they've got no korban shlamim. They don't have an ox going in front of the people as they disembark from the plane. So yet another advantage. Rekarn of Mitzupo Zav, it wasn't just any ox, but its horns would be covered in gold foil. And it had a crown made of olives, or olive branches, on its head. The question is, why the olive branches? So the Bartanura points out that the olive branches are really the most distinguished-looking branches. The Rambam suggests something similar, and he says that everybody should know that Bikurim comes in the Shivas Haminim. So again, this ox, you know, both in terms of the fact that it may be a Korban Shlamim, which is required by the Bikurim, as well as the fact that it itself wears a crown of one of the Shivas Haminim, sounds like an intrinsic part of the Korban, as opposed to just the entourage. HaChalil Makel Ifnehem, they got everybody playing the flutes in front of them. Ad Shemagiyan Karav Yerushalayim, until they get close to Yerushalayim. Then they send the word, like, you know, we're arriving. Higiyu Karav Yerushalayim, Shalchu Lifnehem. So then they would send out the messengers so that people would be able to come out and greet them. There's a whole greeting party here. V'itru es bikureim. Then they would do what's called itur bikurim. So what does this mean? This means that if they had, like, you were coming from far away and you had the raisins, so at this point you would take out some actual grapes. Well, let's say you were coming from pretty close, so you actually had the grapes. So what you would do is you'd kind of rearrange the fruit basket so that the Julio's fruits would be on top, okay? So that the nicest fruits would be the ones that are most visible to make it, again, very beautiful. We talked about Hidr Mitzvah having a special quality in Bikurim, that Bikurim only comes really from the finest of the fruits, the Shivas Aminim themselves, and only from the finest of those fruits. So here you see another aspect of the Hidr. Hapachos hasganim hagizbarim yotzim nekrasim. So all of the aristocracy of the Beis HaMikdash would come out to greet them, the Skane Kahuna, and the Skane Levia, and the Gizbarim, the people that were in charge of the Hekdesh, that were in charge of the funds of the Beis HaMikdash, they would all come out to greet them. Lefi kvod ha-nechnasim hayu yotzim. So again, it would depend on how esteemed or prestigious the particular group of Bikurim bringers was, and that would be matched in turn by the people who would go out. So the Talmud Yerushalmi says, what? You have, like, what are we making, like, hierarchy amongst the Jews here? Like, these guys who are bringing the Bikurim, they're not so good. The other guys, they're sort of like, they deserve a bigger entourage. Isn't that a little divisive? So Yerushalmi says, no, of course not. You know, kol ha'idah kulam kedoshim. Nobody's considered better than anybody else. So what does it mean, lefi kvod ha'nechnasim hayu yotzim? It means lefi rov. Again, remember the halacha of berovam hadras melech. We talked about last week that the more people bringing Bikurim, the better. Such a beautiful idea. So if there were more people coming in, so you'd send a larger delegation out. And again, it would be interesting to, you know, talk to the Nefesh B'Nefesh folks. If they've got a larger plane, do they get a bigger delegation of, you know, welcomers? That's a good question to ask. But if they're paying attention to the Mishnah, they surely should. Because this is a halacha, lefi kvod ha'nechnasim hayu yotzim. Now here's the most famous part of the Mishnah, best for last. V'chol balei umaniyos of Yerushalayim, all the artisans of Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Kiddushin expands on this, says, who are not allowed to stand for Talmidei Chachamim. Normally, there's a halacha, but Talmid Chacham passes by, so you're supposed to stand up, because the Torah says, Mibnei Sevatakom Vedart Bnei Zakin. But if you're doing somebody else's work, as the Balei Tosfos point out, so then you're effectively cheating that person, because in the 10 seconds, is a lesson in integrity, that it takes you to stand up, you're not working, right? So the Gemara in Kiddushin says that in a situation where you would not be allowed to stand for Talmidei Chachamim, you do stand for those who bring Bikurim. Kobali umani yoshivishlaim omnim lifneim bisholim bishloman achenu anche makomploni batam lishalom, that you've come in peace, and they would greet them, and so all of the artisans would stop what they were doing. They, you know, whatever crafts they were working on. This is again a very beautiful idea. So the Yerushalmi says, well, maybe the reason that we're so careful about this, that we instruct that all of those who should not stop their work for anything else, to stop their work for those who are bringing Bikurim, is we know that this is a very tenuous mitzvah, because people have to come from all over the country, and we're afraid that they're not going to come. But if you make them a big welcoming party, so then it will encourage and serve as this positive feedback loop in terms of encouraging Bikurim. I think that's one way of thinking about it. And the Bar Tanura, though, he sort of goes in a different direction. He doesn't say it's anything specific to Bikurim. He says that there's a principle here of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that how beloved is a mitzvah in its time, which is really the line from the Gemara in Kiddushin. And he says that this is actually extrapolated to other areas of halacha. So, for example, we know that the minhag is when they bring in the baby boy over there for the bris, so the person carrying in the baby boy, as soon as he enters the room, everybody is standing up, or if they aren't standing, then they should stand up, because that's another example. That's considered just like bringing the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, somebody who's, you know, bringing the child to the mitzvah of bris milah. On the other end of the life spectrum, we know from a Levaya situation where people are walking out with the Aron, so everybody should stand once again, because those people are involved in a mitzvah. So in which case, it wouldn't be anything specific to Bikurim, it would be Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. But I just wanted to conclude by suggesting, maybe it's specific to Bikurim, but not for the reason that the Yerushalmi says, that we're afraid people are going to stop coming, but maybe the reason that we focus, or that we learn this halacha anyway, we extrapolate outwards from Bikurim, in terms of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita and people standing up for those who are performing a mitzvah, is that there is something very special about Bikurim. Because if our theory is correct, as we've suggested many times, then Bikurim is all about Jewish history. And it's all about the fact that we tell the story, Arami Oved Aviva Yered Mitzrayimah, and Ve'ata Hinehe Ve'isi, there's something very dramatic about it, that I am the culmination of so many centuries of Jewish history, the suffering of our people, and now I'm finally arrived, you know, in Yerushalayim. Then that's a cause not just for me to celebrate, but for everybody to celebrate. Anybody who sees me, any fellow Jew who would see a Jew who's celebrating this great moment of personal validation and culmination of the vicissitudes of Jewish history, a person who is recounting all the suffering in Egypt, and to say, you know, maybe my grandfather didn't get here, maybe my great-grandfather didn't get here, maybe my great-great-grandfather didn't get here, but nonetheless, you know, I've arrived here. So that's something that means not just something to the individual involved, but everybody else should stand for those who come on the journey of Bikurim, because it really is a triumph, not just for that family, but really for the Jewish people. It signals our arrival as a nation in the land of Israel into Yerushalayim.